The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Driving more demand for U.S. pork in 2026. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, here on Thanksgiving Day, you may be having turkey with your loved ones, but many folks will be enjoying a delicious baked ham over the holidays as well. The National Pork Board is working to make sure that more folks around the world have baked ham and other pork products on their dining room tables in 2026.
Pork is still very robust. Even in light of all the headwinds in terms of geopolitics, demand for meat is strong.
And that's Andy Tower, Vice President of International Market Development for the National Pork Board. Even though U.S. pork exports to China were down 13% in the first 7 months of this year, largely due to the trade war with China, Tower says he's encouraged by the recent trade agreement between the Trump administration and the Chinese government.
We've got a president that's having a conversation about trade, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, at least we're getting it out in front. A lot of the agreements announcements have been out thus far. We haven't saw a lot of the paper and a lot of the finer details behind it. And so we did see some positive moves in terms of 10% tariff reduction on pork into China. So that's an improvement, but we're still not back to the tariff levels we were a year ago. But we're very pleased where we sit getting closer to the end of the year.
Outside of China and the Asian market, Tower says the biggest areas for the continued growth for U.S. pork exports has been to our south.
Mexico, Central America, and South America continue to buy large volumes of U.S. pork, and really the Colombian market continues to really perform well and is really a kind of shining star here in 2025.
Tower adds that the National Pork Board is working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and other groups to find new markets for U.S. pork in Africa.
As we think about population growth, the African continent is going to be the next big consumer. We do have some challenges in terms of cold chain and logistics, but again, last year I know USMEF was over in Ghana for a seminar, and so we're starting to lay some seeds over there, and we'll just have to continue to work on that market because it'll be strategically long-term. That could be a great opportunity for U.S. pork.
Read more and check out more of my conversation with Andy Tower. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance next year's seed order through SGD Financing or John Deere Finance and pay 0% interest through January 2027. Unbeatable seed quality for an unbeatable price, plus zero interest financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt. Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct, value, knowledge, performance, it's in our genetics.
This is Levi from St. John's, and you are listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Lake effect snows continue to be an issue across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag weather update. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. If you have travels in the western part of the state, not doing so well here as we move through the day today. I do believe that the precipitation setup is a lot lower here for your Thursday than what we saw yesterday, but I still think close into the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, we can see another coating to 2 or 3 inches. You get east of 131, maybe that drops off to a coating to 1 inch or so, but there's going to be plenty of clouds and snow flying across the state today. The reason why we're backing off versus what we saw yesterday is winds are just ever so slightly not as stout as what they were yesterday. We expect that fall back again tomorrow. The winds that through your Friday are going to be lower. As a matter of fact, we may get through a large chunk of Friday without anything more than a few flurries, especially early on. That's mostly due to the fact that high pressure is trying to build in just to our west, trying to take control through it tomorrow afternoon. But then as we get into the weekend, guess what? It's back. We've got another area of low pressure moving eastward, and this time it's moving into a cold air mass. So if we were farther south, if we were doing an Indiana or Illinois forecast, we'd be talking rain and snow both, with rain down in the southern part of those states, but not here. We have snow full on. We're going to wait one more day before we put together a strong look at snow totals, but there are accumulations that will happen as we move from Saturday into Sunday. There could be some significant totals. We'll zero in on that tomorrow. so stay tuned. Now, next week is cold, a reinforcing shot of Arctic air in here pretty much all week, but we should be precipitation-free from Monday midday right on through Thursday, Friday. Maybe a little lake effect flurry action from time to time, but no significant moisture. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're bundled up and inside. Safe travels today. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Well, the grain and livestock markets are closed today because it's Thanksgiving, but we look back at Wednesday's grain and livestock markets. We bring in Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Prior to the Thanksgiving holiday break, the markets were higher all throughout the daytime session on Wednesday. And Tom, did we get the light volume we were expecting? And was that possibly what happened as far as an amplified move due to limited volume?
No, I think in the case of corn, we saw some pretty darn good volume. Now, granted, it's first notice day coming at you. So I think, we saw some pretty decent volume in the upfront corn contracts. But that still doesn't explain the strength. And, I think the strength is, there's a lot of chatter out there that we need to establish some premium for the South American crop because the La Nina is going to start taking effect any day now, but probably something a little bit more realistic. It's been pointed out to me. I'm not a big watcher of the Chinese markets, but the Chinese corn market has been on fire lately. So, that leads people to believe, what's going on there? Supposedly they're telling us they don't need any corn on imports, yet corn futures are rallying to beat the band. So, what's that all about? And then there's also talk that the USDA just might update supply on the upcoming December report. So it'll be interesting.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, December corn up 8 1/4 at 431 3/4. March corn 7 cents higher, 445 1/4. January soybeans gaining 6 3/4 at 1131 1/2. March beans 6 cents higher, 1140 3/4. And December wheat up 1 3/4 to 529. December live cattle sharply higher Wednesday, climbing $4.02 to 211.02. And December lean hogs also sharply higher, rising $1.97 to 80.42. As a reminder, the grain and livestock markets are closed today for Thanksgiving. So on behalf of all of us here at Michigan Ag Today, we wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving holiday. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.